Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast contains 9 lessons from the MIT Enterprise Forum. The MIT Enterprise Forum is a great program for gleaning business insights from real live case studies. Every month, a CEO of a local up-and-coming high-tech company presents an executive overview of his or her business and introduces 2 current challenges they're facing. Then an expert panel of advisors gives their advice and feedback and offers potential solutions to these challenges. Audience members get to observe the presentation and panel interaction, and then offer their own questions and observations. The following recaps lessons learned from this month's program. Now, I'm not calling out the company or its founder here because it isn't intended as a critique of them. Rather, I'm hoping these lessons are helpful to all businesses. But here's a bit of background. This month's forum covered an email marketing company, which had experienced great success as a trailblazer years ago. But now, as the gap between the company and the competition has narrowed, the company realizes the need to respond with a robust next-generation solution. The founder explained the history of the company, introduced the company's new offering, and asked for advice on the best customer value proposition for this new version. Should it be a suite of brand management and marketing services, or an email marketing provider which also offers related services? The panel was comprised of really smart business people, and I got a lot out of their discussion. So the following are 9 lessons based on the panel's advice, as well as my own insights from the program. Number 1, don't let your product define your vision. The key question of the case presentation was actually the wrong question. Instead of trying to figure out whether to position the company as an integrated solutions provider or an email marketing provider, the company needs to first identify its brand vision. It needs to figure out what it wants to stand for and what future it wants to create. The values and attributes which define the company and differentiate it will be far more sustainable, extendable, and defensible than a product-based value proposition. Number 2, innovation isn't always the answer. For many tech companies, innovation can be a knee-jerk reaction to commoditization. As lower-priced competitors start stealing market share by offering the same products and services, it seems the only answer is to shore up development and try to innovate your way into a new, less competitive space. But that transition is not easy, cheap, or quick, and there's no guarantee commoditization won't ultimately show up there too. Instead of innovating simply for survival, perhaps the company would be better off figuring out how to thrive in a commoditized world, whether through a distinct feature set, target audience, or pricing strategy. Number 3, the business you're in may not be the real business you're in. The company views itself as an email services provider, and that may be the root of the problem. With such a limited view of what business it's in, the need to transition to a broader, more comprehensive offering seems obvious. But if it were to reframe the business from what it does to what it provides, it might see itself in the customer database business or in the message distribution business. A database orientation would lead the company to focus on services managing relationships and optimizing the value of the database. A distribution business might lead it to focus on efficiency and deliverability of communication across multiple channels and platforms. Either direction provides a more focused path for the company than pursuing an amorphous, quote, integrated solutions provider platform. Number 4, know thy customer. Throughout the panel discussion, it became clear that the company lacked clarity and insight on their customers. The founder talked about targeting, quote, marketing professionals without acknowledging that this could include everyone from an account representative in an ad agency who manages email marketing for multiple clients, to a brand manager who is responsible for all marketing programs for his consumer packaged goods brand, to a small business owner who does her own B2B marketing. Everyone is not a target strategy. The company needs a robust market segmentation, which indicates the differences in needs and drivers between segments, as well as the current profitability and projected value of each segment, so it can determine which segments are its best targets. Number 5, the customers you have may not be the ones you want. Further on the customer, the company must look beyond its current customer base. The most valuable segments in the market, or the ones driving market growth, may be very different from the ones which have fueled the company's current business. It's important to understand who these prime prospects are and how they differ from existing customers in order to determine whether or not to target them instead. Instead of feeling assured by positive feedback from current customers, the company should solicit input and development collaboration from target prospects. Number six lesson, figure out the problem you can solve better than anyone else. The founder explained they designed their new product to solve as many problems as possible. All these problems fall under the broad umbrella of customers not having enough time, but they're an unwieldy bunch of needs when grouped together. It's the classic mistake of trying to do a bunch of different things and ending up producing mediocre results, instead of being focused on doing a few things well. The company needs to start by intimately understanding its target customers' needs, and then to identify the one or two ways it can serve them better than others. Number seven, just because you can doesn't mean you should. This is also known as the LICRA principle. This is a corollary to the previous point. With its new version, the company added a host of capabilities and features, some of which seem truly impressive, but the result is an overwhelming homepage and user experience that actually gets in the way of the user accomplishing his or her mission. This is a common problem among technology firms, where product development is driven by a product and engineering mindset versus a customer needs mindset. Number eight, be confident but not arrogant. It seems the company has a distorted view of the competitive landscape. On one hand, the founder talked about many different competitors in different sectors, Constant Contact and email marketing, Facebook and community, etc. And he struggles to identify where his company fits in. He needs to be clearer about its competitive advantage and to be able to communicate it confidently and compellingly. On the other hand, it seems the company is somewhat dismissive about the strength of its competitors. The founder listed email marketing giants like Constant Contact and ExactTarget as competitors, but suggested that his company really only competes with the little-known player because it's the only one which rivals his company's quality and robustness. Overconfidence can be misleading. And the last lesson? Once bitten, twice shy may hold you back. Several years ago, the founder brought in a CTO and essentially handed over the reins to him. Unfortunately, that person overpromised, underdelivered, and ultimately left the company stranded with indecipherable code and without a new product launch. It's clear the founder felt burned by this and is now gun-shy about hiring other leaders. But it's also clear he needs to bring in other people to help him run the company. He needs a strong marketing leader to address many of the points above, and he's going to have to trust this person to take the company to the next level. At this point in the company's life stage, marketing needs to be the driver. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.